regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, March 11, 2013. I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome, everyone, to tonight's meeting. Our, as we usually do, we'll start with the approval of the minutes of the last regular session, which was held on February 25th. All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the regular session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Stand approved. Next is the approval of the executive session minutes of Monday, February 25th.
Motion to approve.
A motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the executive session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. The record show that both motions passed unanimously and that we have all council members in attendance. Next is the statement of closure for that executive session on the 25th. And it's for under two different sections of the State Closed Meeting Act. One was to consult with staff, consultants, or other individuals about pending or potential litigation. And the next was before a contract is awarded or bids are opened, discuss a matter directly related to a negotiation strategy or the contents of a bid or proposal if public discussion or disclosure will adversely impact the ability of the public body to participate in the competitive bidding or proposal process. The next item on our agenda is that we have the pleasure of presenting a proclamation for the lady I've known, I think, well, quite a long time. Anna, do you come up, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
First of all, I just want to thank you.
Hi, Dan.
Just like you're on the street, right?
Yeah.
I imagine many of you recognize Anna from the front page article that was on the Daily Times Wednesday. No. It was great because I was at the commissioners meeting when the commissioners honored Anna. That's all right, with thousands of people there. it was great, and Anna obviously is representing tonight the Girl Scouts, but I want you to know that for as long as I've known her, and years before that, she has always been very active in charitable activities here in northern Worcester County and beyond, and her generosity it's really her legacy, and she isn't done yet. And she has some of you may have heard of Star Charities. And she and her husband started that.
Gosh. Right. Yes.
I'm
well, I appreciate that. I really wanted to say a few words about her birthday, if that's how good
it is. Absolutely. Do it right now, then we're going to give you a proclamation.
Okay, that's good. First of all, I want to thank you for allowing us to do this. Tomorrow is our birthday, and we're 101 years old. And I'm the oldest active Girl Scout, you know. I want to tell you that because I'm not afraid of my age. So, you know. But it was started by Julia Gordon Lowe, who is a founder of Girl Scouts in 1912. She started with 8 girls. And the girl that was in her Girl Scout troop, I knew. Her name was Damaren Aslaksen. Now, she was the oldest Girl Scout. Now, I'm the oldest.
Good person.
Anyway, and we're headquartered in New York City. That's our headquarters. And our chapter here is headquartered in Delaware. We have a wonderful director, our executive director, who's Ann Hogan, and she does a super job organizing our council of 12,000 Girl Scouts in the Chesapeake Bay Council. And also, I want to thank you so much from my heart for buying our cookie. Let me tell you, that supports the girls that can't afford it. They take the troops to go on camping trips for the money, and they do a super job helping people in our area who need help. And I do a fundraiser every year for those that can't afford scouting, so they have that opportunity. And all I can say is thank you from my heart for supporting Girl Scouts. It's the best and the biggest organization in the world for girls. And we have 59% of the girls that work in our government that came from Girl Scouts that taught them a lot of important things, you know. And again, I want to say thank you so much for supporting us and buying our cookies. And we're still selling them. Till the 17th. Well, I appreciate
it. Let me read you this proclamation.
Okay, I appreciate
it. Sure. This is Proclamation 2013-06, Proclamation of the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin, whereas March 12, 2013 marks the 101st anniversary of Girl Scouts of the USA, founded by Juliet Gordon Lowe in 1912 in Savannah, Georgia, and whereas Girl Scouting has inspired millions of girls and women with the highest ideals of courage, competence, and character, and whereas more than 3 million Girl Scout members, as well as 50 million former Girl Scouts nationwide, will be celebrating 101 years of this American tradition, living proof of the impact of this amazing movement. Therefore, be it proclaimed that the Mayor and Council of the Town of Berlin hereby declare March 12, 2013 as Girl Scout Day in Berlin, and does commend this observance to all of our citizens, and we wish you to have this proclamation, and hopefully you'll...
Well, I thank you so much. Okay. Can I have the Grammys come up and say the promise?
Yeah,
come
great.
On, Grammys, real quick, because they have a meeting here. Well, we want to brighten your day. Okay, you ready? Put your hand. Go ahead. I promise to serve God, my country, and my people, and live by the Girl Scout law.
Thank you very much.
Request from Burley Oaks Brewery. And Brian, are you going to make the presentation? And if you'll just say your name and you're representing and so forth.
Brian Brushmiller with Burley Oak Brewery. I have some information packets for everybody.
Probably
So basically, I'm here to just get your blessing on these four events that we're looking to hold. We've strategically scheduled them so that there's no conflicts with current events that we do with the town, the chamber, or downtown at all. And we actually think that these four events will help add a little economic boost to the town by bringing people that normally ask me, where is Berlin? And I say, well, it's right by the beach. And so now we're going to really show them. And this is pretty much what we're trying to do is we know the craft beer demographic is one that we like to have in town because they like to spend money. And we've seen it work well for us. But, so we decided to do four events that would bring this demographic to the town. My brewer, Sean, just came back from Tampa, Florida. They had an event at a Cigar City Brewing Company. And this brewery is only 4 years old. They're all going on their fifth year. And they released this beer called Hanapa, which is just a really complex beer. They only release it once a year. There are 5,000 people at this event for the beer release. So these four events will be a beer release, a festival, all basically depending on what time of year it is to bring people to Berlin is the goal, and to bring people to Berlin, of course. So I just want to basically give you this information packet, get your blessing on it. On April 19th, we'll be going in front of Mrs. April Payne to allow us to...
It'll be March.
Well, we actually had to move it to April. There was no meeting in March.
Oh, okay.
So they had to move it to April 19th. So I basically will be getting a permit for all four of these events, and hopefully we just do it once a year for four times, and we'll do that every year. And then that'll also include outdoor drinking in the fenced-in lot. That will be where you see with the X's and dashes on the plot plan.
That's a fenced in area.
That's the events. It's all fenced in, which will be treated just like a regular event with security and plenty of personnel. Since we have a good force of volunteers, we've been building.
The fenced in area is your property.
Yes, sir.
And it looks like you're checking IDs and stuff at like an entrance. You're going to try to keep.
Yes, there's only one way in and one way out. That's right in the front to keep everything in control of everything. This was very well laid out because I worked with Mr. Mann of the Liquor Control Board. Basically, him and I devised this plan and what he thought would best suit to protect the public and what would pass if we do go in front of the liquor board. So. He was very helpful in kind of showing me how to do the snow fencing, where to have the entrance, and I think it'll do well, and we'll do well protecting the public there.
And as far as your vendors, and did you invite everyone in town to participate in just a few?
Everybody is welcome to participate. We really like it if everybody was, if we could showcase everybody. Of course, we want people to go in town after the event or before the event. We really like, we're putting this on Saturday, so people come in on Friday night, they go to the event on Saturday, and they stay Saturday night also. So we're trying to basically make this a weekend thing. And with the help of the hotel and the Wasted Inn, we have 10% discounts for people to kind of entice them to come here, stay here, and not go in Ocean City, just pretty much to stay here.
Explain the entertainment.
Entertainment will go from 12 to 8 outdoors. And then indoors, it'll probably end at 8, I imagine. No festival really needs to be longer than 6 to 8 hours. So it's a daytime event. Most entertainment that fits us and our crowd is usually bluegrass or blues and jazz music. I'm sure there'll probably be something of four piece band.
The neighbors are aware of the band, right?
Yes. If you see on the one sheet, we actually informed everybody about the music. We strategically placed the stage so that the music is flowing away from the residential area into where it's a business, which are closed on Saturdays. And we actually went around to all the neighboring houses, and I mean all the way up Graham Street, I mean almost to William Street, and had them give us signatures just to let them know what was going on. That was our biggest concern, to make sure that everybody was okay, and for the most part everybody seemed okay. And I think during the day the disturbance will be at a minimum.
If you have a crowd like you think you're going to have, do you think you're going to have enough parking?
We've actually touched base with the dispatch and Croppers, which has more than enough parking in those two facilities. And then there are some other parking. Those two are the closest parking lots. And then there's some also with the Tyson building, and then there's some also parking lots across the street that we could, as we grow year after year, we would probably utilize those also. But as for right now, we think the dispatch and in the parking around Croppers, towing, will suit us fine. We also have some parking on the side of our building on the other side that's not fenced in.
Did they get a hard time from Tyson people?
I didn't ask them yet. They really work well with local businesses.
Chief, do you see any problems with traffic control or anything on Old Ocean City Boulevard that should be an issue or anything?
If it is, we'll go ahead and address it as it is. Again, we can't predict how many people are going to be there, but where the people are is where we're going to be. So if we ever see any issues, we'll go ahead and be able to take care of them as they come.
Okay.
I'm very at maps. Can you explain this to me?
Sure.
Here's Ocean City Boulevard. Is this your building here?
Yes, ma'am. Both buildings are mine.
Where,
the long,
the
long rectangular one and the one at the lower bottom of the...
All right, so, and there is no current fence here?
No, it would be snow fencing that we would put up for the event.
It would be a temporary fence.
Yes, ma'am.
And everything that's within this fencing area does not currently exist?
No, it's just a parking lot.
It's just blank.
Yes,
right,
and so there'll be temporary tents that will be set.
And how much space is involved in here?
I'd say that space probably about 15,000 square feet.
Okay, that makes
sense.
Okay. That's more than, it's a half acre? 43,000 is a
half acre. Right.
Yeah. That's just a guess.
About a third
of an acre.
Yeah.
And Dave, what are we approving?
What are you approving?
Uh-huh.
You're just getting your permission.
Blessing.
Yeah, blessing.
If we say no, he can still go ahead and
have. The control board would likely say no.
I'm sorry, what?
Then the liquor control board would likely tell him no.
And when you go to liquor control board, are you going for these 4 dates all at once?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a problem with 4 dates. I like to see it happen once.
Just me.
You said there's no meeting in March, right?
Correct.
So that would give you enough time to...
Well, we've already sent the letter in February.
No. That's the draft.
The draft,
yeah.
Okay.
And I would change the date if it's approved.
Okay.
One thing, and I understand your concern, but just for realistic, because they meet every other month, right?
Yeah,
so.
And actually, you've missed January.
Yeah.
So it's really only three.
But if we wait to have him come back then he has to go back again just a few days before June, before that date.
He can't plan the event.
Yeah, it's kind of like,
and really, we're at the point where we're starting to plan things within 12 to 18 months. A lot of our things are very thought out, and it takes a lot of planning if you're dealing with alcohol and security. But also, it saves me a little bit of money because every time I got to go in front of the liquor board, it costs me $200. Plus another $50 fee for advertising. So it's better for the liquor board also to have, they know what they're doing. They've asked for these dates. We can approve them or not. And for me, it makes it a little bit easier because I'm only taking my time to just to go in front of the board once. I only pay my lawyer once for his hourly rate, and for the liquor board, it would cost me to keep advertising. I think they would rather see it one shot. This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to do an outdoor event, not every Saturday throughout the year, but we're just trying to break it down into, once a quarter.
Just a suggestion, if the council approves, is that if after you've done the fourth event, then to come back, and that way we all had a chance to see how they've done, and also make some suggestions, mm-hmm. and you're well ahead of the curve for the next year, because I assume each year you would go back for a new approval.
Correct. It would be an yearly process
from us, right?
And one other thing, if the Liquor Control Board approves all four, but Brian has issues after the first one, they have continuing jurisdiction to say you can't do this.
That's what I was going to suggest. I mean, we have a good working relationship with you. Mm-hmm. You know, there is this trust thing here, and I know that if you had an issue that, like David right. said, the Liquor Control Board would be, then we'd have to revisit.
And the town is not locked into its approval. If they're, like I said, if he has detrimental issues after the first one, the town can certainly write another letter to the control board saying we don't approve this. Yeah.
And that's what I spoke with Mr. Mann about. He's as an enforcement officer, he's looked at it all. This is several weeks in the planning, months actually. But I've met with him several times, and he's informed me that if it doesn't work out the first time. Which he himself had no problems with it, didn't think that it would be any kind of issue. My main concern is the amount of people and parking, and if there would be any strain on the police for me. So.
Yeah, well, having it on the dates where we are not having other events by the Chamber or the Growing Main Street or the Heritage Foundation, I think that's a very critical component, because based on your premise that you're bringing new people to town, that would bring people to town on a weekend that maybe otherwise the new normal, which is still busy.
And the four dates are for just that, for us to plan for those events, and so that we know that we're not overlapping of any other type of needs.
But like Paula said, you're only asking for three, because it's already gone, right?
Correct. Basically, this is I'm just letting you guys know what my plan was for on a yearly basis going forward.
But we're only approving, if we approve this, we're only approving for 2013.
Yes, sir.
And three remaining days.
Yes.
Michael, refresh my memory as to how many events we have already approved for downtown. Okay. Four, right?
For alcohol, there are six events approved with five with the Berlin Chamber of Commerce.
But this is not an approval for alcohol on public property.
No.
This is all his stuff.
This is his
private property.
But also, this is not any kind of a nonprofit organization. This is a strictly profit-making business.
As your partners are too.
As he is,
I don't call your partner tonight.
As he is every day of the week.
Exactly.
Yeah, sure.
Understood.
Okay.
But he is not asking for taxpayer resources.
Correct.
You're providing all this stuff yourself on your private property. You have relationships with property owners for overflow parking.
Correct.
And you're asking the town for only their blessing.
Correct.
Well, we would be having police presence there, and if it's a large event, that would incur expenses.
But if you get the situation where it's that large, then I'm sure you'll.
If it's that large, I'd be happy to.
You'd be happy.
To work. I'd be happy, but I would also be happy to work on private security.
Is Crawford's on the same side as you are?
Across the road.
Across the road.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Any other questions for Ryan?
I'd like to make a motion to approve as submitted.
All right, we have a motion by Councilmember Pinnell to approve, in essence, the three remaining dates for 2013. with the understanding that if everything goes according to plan, that you would come back and see us next fall and to look forward towards 2014. But this would be for limited through September 28th.
Correct.
The caveat I would include would be just what Dave said.
Yeah.
That's implied.
Yeah.
If there's a problem.
I would hope that that applies all the time everywhere. I mean, you know, really. I mean, you have, this is interesting. I think we're setting a precedence here in town because I know talking to other mayors on the Eastern, Lower Eastern Shore, they thought they never have events with alcoholic beverages, and now they are because suddenly they found out that they can manage them and they're bringing lots of people to them. So the thing is, like if somebody in just a normal course of the operation of business wasn't operating properly, we could certainly notify the liquor control board of our dissatisfaction there. But I think what's happening here is that we set the bar up high and just want to keep it there. Which I think that's also implied, right?
Trust me, you'll do a great job, and if you don't, you won't know about it.
It's a small town. So, all in favor of Councilman Permanente's motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes 4-1. And good luck, and hope that you have much success and that you get a lot of participation from the local merchants.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is a request for a special event to paint the town purple on April 12th, 2013. And this is being sponsored by Downtown Main Street.
We're sponsored, but it's the American Cancer Society.
Okay, is that been
official? We've got Donna Koffer here.
Okay, great.
The American Cancer Society.
Come right up and introduce yourselves and tell us about your event, please.
I'm Debbie White, a staff person with the American Cancer Society. I apologize from the start that we don't have cookies to give to each of you, but we do have information packets. I'm joined by Donna Comfer and Dawn Hodge. Both are extraordinary volunteer leaders with the American Cancer Society through Relay for Life. Relay for Life is a signature activity of the American Cancer Society, and the color of Relay for Life is purple, if you didn't catch on to that with your packets. Thus, our request for paint the town purple and your permission to do so. Of course, we aren't thinking about throwing cans of purple paint on the town, as one of our daughters that are with us tonight thought we might be doing.
Appropriately dressed.
Thank you. We're simply asking if we can hang purple ribbons or bows on the lampposts that line Main Street to bring awareness to the issue of cancer and the American Cancer Society's mission to save lives from cancer and bring awareness to the cancer education that we provide for at no charge and the programs and services that we offer the community. In addition to that, so that would actually be a lead-in to our Relay for Life later in actually Mother's Day weekend in May. So we were hoping that we could hang the purple ribbons actually from maybe April 6th, which happens to be my birthday, but that's not why, through Mother's Day weekend, simply because we are having an event within the store Sisters that Donna owns on the 5th of April, and that could actually be our kickoff to painting the town purple. And then, again, looking for your permission to host an event on April 12th, which will be called Quest for Hope, and it's a scavenger hunt, if you will, where we're expecting anywhere from 100 to 300 people to come in town, play our game that would take people through 12 to 15 different businesses within the town. Of course, we've already started talking to some of those businesses who are anxious to be involved with us.
I think it's great that you're, I don't know if it was my plan or just the way everything worked out, but kicking this off on a night when we have our art stroll. I think it worked out very well for Women Supporting Women in the fall mm-hmm. by coordinating with that, and I think that you would find that an additional plus, and especially the one in April because, you know, every month as it gets warmer, the arch will. I was very pleased by the number of people who were here and Friday evening. What was relatively still more winter than spring. And by April 5th, hopefully it will be very, very comfortable.
That was mentioned to us, so that is part of our plan.
Good, good. Excellent. But I think that the theming, I'll call it theming, the various arch goals to different causes and ideas is helping both the event and whoever is the nominal sponsor. And in this case, obviously, this is a disease that affects so many families, and we're glad that you're have Berlin as a focal point, because we certainly want to be supportive of a variety of nonprofits, including the American Cancer Society.
Relay for Life has been in Worcester County and in the outer limits of Berlin for, 16 years, 17 years now? So we're one of 5,200 relays in the U.S.
So actually, how long would your ribbons be hanging?
We would love for them to be hung, weather permitting and your permission, from April 6th through May 12th.
How would you handle ribbons that become tattered and possibly unsightly?
Well, Donna's going to monitor them since she's working in town every single day on Main Street. So we'll make sure that they look good and aren't tattered.
I'll move to approve this request.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilman Burrell to approve to paint the town purple on Berlin's Main Street in downtown Berlin beginning on April the 5th and extending through May 10th.
May 12th.
May 12th. And all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Very congratulations.
Thank you.
I hope you have a very successful multiple events here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hope to see you out there.
Thank you. Okay, our next request is for a 5K walk run. Memorial event on April 13th, and this is being sponsored by the St. Paul's United Methodist Church. And even though almost everybody knows who you are, go ahead and identify yourself.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Dale Smack.
I copy this in our packet.
Yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
This to distribute to other people. We can all copy of that. Thank you.
My name is Dale Smack. I'm foreman from Berlin. I live in Snow Hill now, but I still raid my mother's refrigerator from time to time, so I'm still actively in Berlin. I bring greetings from the members of St. Paul United Methodist Church in Berlin, where Reverend Barbara Harmon is our pastor. Our request, and if approved, would like to have a 5K walk-run memorial event starting at our church and staying within the confines of the town limits. Just give you have your packets starting at the church, going through Branch Street, Shallow Street, back on Flower, through Maple, Elizabeth, Schoolfield, back on Flower, all the way down to Seahawk, turn around and come back from Flower to the church, which is 1.3 miles.
3.1.
I do have applications that the chief is going to run with me, and also Councilman Burrell is going to not eat those cookies, but you're going to walk with me also. We will have traffic control by Berlin Police Department, also Fire Police, and also for those that don't know, I'm the chief deputy for the Sheriff's Office of Worcester County. My office is going to participate and assist with that also. So, we invite you all, even anyone in the audience that wants to participate. It's going to be something different that we've never tried before, and there's so far a lot of interest in the event.
And all this will benefit the church?
Yes.
Great. And if somebody wants to register early, what do they do?
With posters, you can go to either OC Try Runnings, which will redirect you to our church website, which has the applications, the medical waiver, there for you to fill out. And also we have pre-registration that day of the event at 7 a.m. So you can either pre-register or come that morning and register at 7.
We will start. Try-runnings?
OC Try-Runnings with Chris Cleavy.
Does anyone have any questions for Dale? Anyone wish to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve this.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve 5K Memorial Walk, sponsored by the St. Paul United Methodist Church for Saturday, April 13th, with the actual walk going from 8 to 10 a.m. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Congratulations.
Sir.
Yes. There was one other thing that was mentioned by the chairman about the use of the stage or the and this would be a good time to bring it up.
I kind of talked her out of that.
Oh, okay. You're ahead of me. So,
I told her at that point it was not necessary. Okay. We'll have a small application of sound before to give the race directions and everything. Also, we'll have vehicles to follow the runners for their protection, and anybody that cannot finish, we'll pick them up and bring them back to the church.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Hope you have good weather and a good turnout.
Thank you.
Our next application is for the annual reindeer run on December 7th. Lisa, I know you've been here before, but go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us.
Lisa Long.
How long you've been doing this and everything else?
Fifth year coming. I know, right?
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Lisa Long from no longer Live Long Fitness. I'm working with CrossFit Ocean City, which is actually located in Berlin now. We're going to hopefully do the reindeer run again. We had a big, big turnout this past year. So,
how big would you estimate, Ralph?
We were over 300, a little over 300 this year. Yeah, started with 75 people, and now we've got over 300. So Atlantic Hotel is still behind us. The Globe, I think, is going to get in with us this year. We're going to benefit the Worcester Youth and Family, which is right here in town, and we did that last year. We're going to do that again. And it's the same course, same race course. I just gave hand to Sharon. Do you have any problems with this year? Were we good? Okay, cool. And it's a 5K and a 1 mile. So we do the 5K first, and the 1 mile goes off right after that, and it stays right around the same course. And we hope to do it again.
Does anyone have any questions for Lisa? This is obviously growing in popularity, and gets people out on the streets early in the morning.
And it's cold when they're out there, so that's a good thing.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the reindeer run for December 7th, 2013.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the fifth annual reindeer run on December 7th, 2013. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And again, this is Worcester Youth and Family Councilman. This is
that's the beneficiary, yes. Great. Yes, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
And next, we're going to have a public hearing on Ordinance 2013-02, an ordinance amending Chapter 24, Solid Waste, Article 2, Section 24-31A8. Basically, I think the bottom line of what this means is that you have to have regular trash service in order to participate in the bulk or yard waste collection that's done as an extra service at no cost to any resident or customer. All right, so we now open the public hearing. Does anyone here from the state have anything to say regarding this proposed ordinance? Anyone here from the county? Does anyone that's joining us here tonight in the audience wish to make any comments regarding the proposed ordinance? Seeing none, I'm going to go ahead and close the hearing. The hearing is now officially closed. And if the council so wishes, they can proceed with your motion.
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion to approve Ordinance 2013-02 by Councilmember Burrell. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the motion passes unanimously. Next is item number five is resolution 2013-02, the declaration of official intent to reimburse prior expenditures made in connection with capital improvements relating to the town's stormwater management system from the proceeds of one or more obligations to be issued by the town or any related interim financing. Is there anybody who wants a further explanation of what that's about? Or?
I can fill in the blanks very quickly.
Sure.
Our bond counsel, Lindsay Rader, indicates that this resolution is necessary to be passed. It doesn't obligate the town to borrow any funds, but what it does is, if in fact the town is going to expend its own money for design and engineering, when and or if the town does obligate itself for capital improvements on the stormwater management system, the monies that the town has expended will be able to be reimbursed out of those bonds or grants that the town receives. And this is required in order to reimburse ourselves.
Okay. And that was certainly the intent of the ordinance when it was discussed and approved, and the idea being that we were able to start last month on the actual process of designing and making the other initial steps to get the stormwater utility not only in existence but in action, and just so everyone is has a realistic expectation based on starting that right away as of last month, and doing everything we can as early as possible with engineering and with permitting. We're expecting actual shovels in the ground in midsummer of 2014. So it's about a year and a quarter away before you'll actually see construction. Now, how long, we don't know yet how long it all will take, but it's something that within a year or two, you're going to see a dramatic impact. All right, Paul, any questions for David or the town administrator or the town finance director regarding
that? I have a question. In section one, the last paragraph, it says, I just don't understand it. Capitalized terms used in section 2 and 4 of this resolution and not defined herein shall have the meaning given to such terms in the recitals of this resolution. The only capitalized things I see are be it further resolved.
And the sections.
This was drafted by our bond counsel, so I.
It doesn't make any sense, does it?
It really
doesn't. Okay.
But she's been in town as bond counsel for quite some time and does a fine job.
So. I think she does a great job.
Just as might be language.
Any other questions?
And I'll also point out, if it doesn't have any meaning, it doesn't hurt.
It doesn't hurt. That's good.
All right, does anybody else have any questions for David, Lynn, or Tony?
Move to approve resolution 2013-02.
Councilmember Lynch has made a motion to approve resolution 2013-02. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the motion, the resolution passes unanimously. Now we have two separate motions. The first is Berlin Police Department General Order Number 400P1A, Eyewitness Identification Guidelines. Was it 2 weeks ago, or was it that you explained? You know, I remember you explaining about this, and that you also were explaining that we have several officers. I think you said 8 officers who are. Of the ability to train other folks in this and other areas of law enforcement policy.
Again, all 8 will be trained along this, but they all are all general instructors or specific instructors, and we're blessed to have that. And again, we have the ability to not only train ourselves but others in the area.
Great. Does anyone have any questions regarding the proposed policies for? The Berlin Police Department for Eyewitness Identification Guidelines, which are basically being brought up to the, I guess, is it the state standard or
again, it's a legislative review, and these are changes that the training commission up there wish us to implement.
I make a motion that we approve the eyewitness identification guidelines.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the proposed Berlin Police Department eyewitness identification guidelines. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimous.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. And next is a motion to approve the installation of siding for the multi-purpose building. The low bidder came in, that Shore Siding came in at $18,858. And Mike, did this come in within the range that you felt was appropriate?
It was a little higher than we thought, but the three bids, I don't know if you have the bid sheet, but $22,500 and one was $49,000. So the two lowest bids were pretty close to each other. I feel like it's quite a bit of work to do there as far as getting the building ready for the siding, just removing rotten plywood, replacing that, and so.
A lot of it under the surface, so to speak.
Yes.
So that's all going to be done, or not just putting up siding, you're going to remove and replace failed wood?
Any rotten wood is going to be replaced.
Because I think among other things, but certainly one of the things was to try to eliminate the intrusion of water that's happening just because the building is so old.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's white, is that right?
It's called, the color is snow white.
Snow white.
Will that match what's already there?
That'll match the building next to it.
Did the owners get to choose the color, Mike?
Pardon me?
Did the owners of the building get to choose the color?
I haven't shown that to them yet, but I'll do that before we start.
Okay.
But we matched it up with the siding colors but I will talk to Mrs. Purnell and make sure that she signs the letter before.
I just suggest we make sure that they're okay with it.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't we budget $10,000 to do some work and nothing's been spent?
Right, we have $10,000 budgeted for FY13, and then the facade grant will cover the rest.
So basically, this is covered.
Yes, it is.
Move to approve.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the installation of new siding by Shore Siding in the multi-purpose building on Flower Street. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Next is our departmental reports. The first report is Finance Director Lynn Musgrave.
Good evening. I just wanted to remind everybody that we are in the FY14 budget season, and we do have workshops scheduled for April. Monday, April 15th, 6 p.m. will be for the general fund, and Monday, April 29th will be for the enterprise funds, also at 6 p.m.
And as far as you know, everything is proceeding in terms of the internal preparations by the department heads?
Correct. I believe the end of last week, the worksheets were handed out to the department heads to start reviewing for this current new budget, and hope to have the information back from them probably by the end of this week, beginning of next, so that I can start putting the numbers together and start filling in some holes as need be.
Great. And just to let you know, Chuck was the first one to turn one in today.
Lynn beat me. She did those first.
That doesn't count.
She has a
I do mine breast in the mouth, though.
Very good. Very good.
I might have had the easiest
one. Gets an extra gold star. Thank you. Next is Deputy Town Administrator Mary Baldwin.
Mayor, I just want to report that the public restrooms renovation is moving right along. I would estimate we're about halfway there. They've got walls up and plumbing ready to go. Electric has had some work, and it seems to be proceeding right on schedule.
Great. And Tony, I want to thank you for getting the, as you may have noticed coming up, there's a temporary portable toilet out there that we used to put the handicap on, because we've been visiting and dropping by to see the fellows that were actually doing the work, and they said they were absolutely amazed by the number of people who came up there asking if they could use the other restroom. And of course they could, but they and of course this was during weekdays. And then Saturday, it was even more so. I think that's a good sign. I think that's a really good sign that and I was shocked by the number of people walking on the streets Saturday, because it was in the mornings. In the afternoon, I know I got in high school for it. I think it's going to be put to a great deal of use, and it'll certainly make a much better impression for our guests and for anybody else who needs to use the restroom. Okay, thank you. Next is Public Works Director Mike Tibbetts.
Thank you, Mayor. At our last meeting, you had asked me to research the number of apartment complexes that we have in town that do not have trash service, and we have 10 different locations. And the total units, individual units, is 255 apartments.
So we're basically down to those 10 compared to when we used to do none.
Yes.
Okay. And many of these cases, trying to recall, there were access problems in some of these cases?
Some of them are as far as
the truck being able to get up.
Well, we have a different type of truck that would go in there. The trucks that service, the trucks that service this now are actually front end loading trucks, and the one we have is a rear loader. So I'd have to really go in and see how it would work out.
Yeah.
Some of the places would be a little bit tight, I'm sure.
That's just good.
I got a question. Are we, accepting business, something more business? Do you want more business or you don't want more business?
Yeah, whenever we have a business that wants trash service, we offer it to them.
Okay, do we have a set rate on
the
size?
Yes, we do. It's for a single container, it's $90 a quarter. And then it goes up, I think for two of them it's at 180, and then three it's 270.
That's directly proportional to the number.
And this is a pickup once a week?
This is once a week.
Okay.
Great.
Well, what happens if a resident needs another container? How is that obtained?
What happens if they need another container, they go to town hall, they pay a $100 fee for a one-time charge, and we deliver a new can, and the $100 fee includes the tipping fee, and that's it.
One-time charge?
Yes.
Thanks.
Have we had many people want to replace their container that was issued at no charge?
That want to replace them?
Right, have been destroyed.
No, there have been a couple that have been washed away through the storms and then retrieved them, but other than that, no.
So they're holding up?
Yes.
And how many years have we been using them? Three?
I think so, yeah.
Mine floated almost 300 yards away from flood.
I scrub mine out periodically. It's holding up pretty well.
Yes, yeah. But thank you.
One other question, Mike. That price you gave it, that includes the container itself, too?
That includes what?
The container.
Yes.
Okay. Once you decide on which one that you want, the container is supplied by the town.
Right.
Okay. Makes everything uniform. And it's interesting how fast. I mean, we were using, two people on each truck before?
Three, actually.
Three?
Yeah.
So we went from three to one.
Yeah.
It's actually fascinating if you're driving behind the truck and watch it.
Awesome.
It's
so efficient.
Any other questions for Mike? Public Works Director. Next is our Electric Utility Director, Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I just have a few things to report on the Oxidation Catalyst Project. It's coming along. We're still trying to get the protocol tests through Maryland Department of Environment, get them to approve it, which we sent them a revised one today, so we're waiting for them to respond back to us. That's coming along. And then also, the down here on William Street, we're relocating two poles for the State Highway Administration for the 88 sidewalk. We're going to start one of the poles tomorrow if the weather holds up. And then the last thing I wanted to report on was the outage that we had last Wednesday when the storm hit here. We lost circuit 210, which covered most of this side of Berlin, all the way out to the treatment plant, Trap Road, that area was out. That circuit runs to that side of town over into this portion of town, up to West Street, Washington, that area. What caused that outage was a very large tree that fell on Tingle, which I think you came by there and looked at, Mayor. That was probably one of the largest trees I've seen that fell on something.
And only half the tree fell, and it was still
a little bit. It actually crushed a car underneath it, a truck, and we didn't know it until we started cutting the limbs out of the way to get to the pole. And that's when we could see there was a truck under it.
So, it would have been a heck of a noise, too, when that tree came down.
Yeah, actually, Sharon lives right across the street from where
it shook our house.
I bet it did.
Yeah, and it was, we backfed all the customers that we can, you know, backfeed from West and Washington from the other circuit, and then also we sectionalized at Buckingham and South Main and got those customers on. The only ones that were left out after that was Upshur Lane, Tingle, Middle Street area. About three block radius, and we couldn't get them back on because we didn't have any more sectionalizing equipment to do that. So they were out the entire time until we got the pole put back up, got the lines restored.
Now that pole is going to be replaced after you get this other pole.
That's correct. That pole, we temporarily fixed it just to get the power back on. If we had set a new pole, it would have took longer, so we kind of put a Band-Aid on it. And then we'll come back and replace that pole.
Was it a lightning strike?
That's what they seem to think. I'm not sure if it was lightning or maybe the wind, and the tree just finally gave up, but it split right down the middle, all the way to the ground, and one part went one way. The other part stayed up, and the homeowner's lucky it did because it fell right across the house. So that part, I don't know if he got that taken down yet.
Yeah, that's up here. If you don't mind, because I gave him some different numbers. I said, here, start calling some people.
It was still there yesterday.
I saw it today.
It's still there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because a good wind is not going to take anywhere near a severe wind and not the other half of that tree.
He may still be waiting on the insurance company to come out.
But it's kind of like, depends on how much he wants to get involved with insurance.
Right.
He wants to just, right now,
the guy that owns the truck that got crushed next door, he was telling me what happened on Wednesday night. His insurance company told him they wouldn't be there till Monday. Mm-hmm. But they told him it was okay to start cutting the limbs out of the way, that type of thing. Which I got a lot of pictures of it, which I emailed to him. So he has that, and also the homeowner that owns the tree. So they have those pictures also.
Okay. And we'll just take this opportunity to please commend all the folks that turned out that night. I know it was everybody, say, a large percentage of the customers were out of power, but I think it was, within the first 3 hours, majority of them?
I would say what happened at 5:15 in the afternoon, and we had everybody back up except the three blocks that were out, I think, by like 7.
Okay.
7:30, somewhere in there.
That's great. Excellent.
And then we had to deal with the outage, and we finally finished up at 4:30 in the morning, Thursday morning.
Thanks to all the fellows, and on behalf of all of us. And again, that's when it's just, it's kind of, it's more as a damned if you do, damned if you don't, because the bad thing is we had the outage. The good thing is we have crews that can dedicate themselves just to that one spot, because there were several more outages in the area, and some people were without power for
Correct.
Over a day.
I think Ocean Pines was out for like 9 hours.
So yeah, that's the thing is, I just make sure the fellows know that we appreciate that they're there when they're really needed.
Thank you.
And thank you for your leadership.
Can I ask Tim one thing?
Sure.
Yes,
I just been riding around looking at trees, and I noticed yesterday on Main Street, like Washington Street, like three houses down, you've got the one way back, the man just moved in, and you've got the Driscoll that's for sale. And then there's Newt's house that's way back. And then I think the next one is Diane's, what was Diane? Her mom and dad lived there or something. But there is a tree there that's a huge trunk, and it's rotten, nothing holding it up.
Okay.
And it's going to be a hazard. Something's going to blow it into the street or something. Do you know what I mean? I mean, I really think if you wrote them a letter or called them, they would address it. But, I mean, I think we should be a little proactive with it because I don't know what's holding the tree up.
You're not talking about the tree. It's leaning when you go down South Main where you're going around the curb and it's right there on the left.
No,
on the other side.
This is on the right.
On the right.
On the same side as Washington.
Okay.
If you look tomorrow, you'll see it. I mean, that tree is...
Just don't make it till worse.
That's where you get that plenty of water.
Yeah, and the water there too.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Let us know what they say too, because we've only had one property owner refuse to let us cut a tree that is eventually going to fall on power. I just understand that. It wouldn't cost them a dime.
Yeah.
Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening, everyone. To follow on Tim, the weather event caused us a little angst also. An actual light pole went down at Route 50 and 346 near Olympia, and we had to be out there for a good while until the power was actually made sure the power was off to actually that line. But most of that corridor was off from DPNL for a long period of time. The lights themselves at the high school and inside of town, several spots, several times, were actually out. So we were blessed again that the water itself continued for another hour because we would have had to flood it. We've had the opportunity to go ahead and work in partnership with Atlantic General once again, working with their community education manager. They want us to do a second, what she calls a fall prevention for elderly and pedestrian safety tips. This time we'll be actually doing it at the community church. The last time we did it at Gold Creek. So they were very happy with the speaker that we assigned, and that was PFC Jessica Collins. So we're going to go ahead and do that for them also. Again, we're also going to be in partnership with them on the 15th, the hospital, in reference to the upcoming season, and working with emergency room and with their security for different issues, the regular review for the summer, and also open that line of communication with them. And on the 21st, I'll be at the Eastern Shore Criminal Police Academy with their advisory committee going over different courses that we may be interjecting and going over different things for the in-service academy and for the entry-level academy. So it's going to be a busy month. And the start of the, with the end of the month with our season of events.
Yeah, and again, congratulate again for all the partnerships that you're working with the hospital and other organizations and assisted living folks and all that, because and please thank Jessica for her participation. I think that natural extension of the community policing philosophy that the town's had for some time. I just think it makes all the difference.
And again, again you open a lot of communication, they call and they see many things, but makes them feel a lot better to know that they can call at any time and they know someone to go ahead and communicate with.
Great. Well, please reach out, Jessica. Thanks. And any of the other officers that were involved. Next is Planning and Zoning Director Chuck Ward.
Well, most of you, I guess all of you, got the email Wednesday night that the excitement of my department from a storm is we didn't have a meeting that night. So I didn't have to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning like some of these guys, but we did cancel that meeting just for the chairman's fear of people getting out and just being very, not a good night to be coming out for a meeting. Plus, if the power had gone out, wouldn't have been a good time to be sitting in here in a meeting. So the 20th, the Board of Zoning Appeals will meet on the 20th. We were unable to get a quorum together of the Board of Appeals for their first Wednesday of the month meeting. There's one case on the agenda that'll be on the 20th at, I believe, 6:30 or 7 o'clock, I can't recall. So that'll be the Board of Appeals meeting this month at a different time. You'll receive an email on that. And other than that, typical day-to-day activities in my department, which are a tad mundane to go through for you right now. We are doing something exciting right now. A bunch of the department directors and some other staff are working together to figure out if any of you saw the town display out once again at the Home and Garden Show this weekend. We've gotten some guidance from the mayor and from the town administrator to start moving forward with a potential new design for a town display. So we're trying to work up something that every time I show Mike Gibbons a picture of it, he rolls his eyes. But I'm rolling my eyes as I'm coming up with it too, because hopefully it's going to be something new and interesting. The fear was that we wanted to keep it fresh and keep something that shows what the town's doing and the excitement of the town. And certainly there's a lot more going on than it was 4 years ago when we designed and built this thing. So hopefully we'll have something real interesting for you.
Good. And its unveiling would be at the Maryland Association. MML?
I was going to do it here.
Okay.
Sure. That'll be the next. Hopefully we'll have something ready for that. Be really nice to be able to show it off, right here. So we're in the planning stages right now, and I know the mayor and Tony are aware of this, but I want to let the rest of you know. Okay. We're hopefully going to come up with something a little bit more.
Well, I'm sure you will. I'm sure that's what they. I don't think there's any lack of creativity when you all get together.
It'll be fun.
Good. That's good. Thank you. And thank you for taking the leadership on that redesign.
You're welcome.
The next is Human Resources Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. One quick thing. Next Monday, the 18th, I will be in Stone Hill with Worcester County Emergency Operations Center for round two of this HAZMAT session where they're putting together the countywide comprehensive HAZMAT manual.
Thank you. Next is the Economic and Community Development Director, Michael Day.
Tomorrow night I'll be meeting with the Maryland Economic Development Association, and then Monday I'll be meeting with the Slots Committee. I forget the real name of that committee. I call it the Slots Committee.
Local Development Council or something.
Yeah, okay. Local Development Council. That's in Stone Hill.
Thank you. Next is the Town Administrator's Report.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd ask Council's approval of the following seven purchase orders. Purchase order 733 in the amount of $2,008.45 to John W. Teeter, Incorporated for repairs of the disc filter. Purchase order 081 in the amount of $6,214.20 to Top Distribution Service for distribution of town brochures. Purchase order 424 in the amount of $1,500 for electric motor and contracting for maintenance on generator number 5. Purchase order 495 in the amount of $1,379 to Delmarva Power for removal of existing service to the Rains building. Purchase order 499, and there's a change on this on the amount. The amount will be $25,700 to Southwest Public Safety for purchase and delivery of two 2009 Ford Crown Victoria Police interceptors. Purchase order 506 in the amount of $3,750 to Fred Field Services for inspection of properties associated with the West Street Stormwater Project. This is going to be reimbursed by DNR. Purchase order 507, this is in the amount of $18,858 to Shore Siding for the insulation and siding to the multi-purpose building.
Anyone have any questions for Tony?
Yes.
Either of the purchase orders?
Question. Town brochures, printed and distribution, how many?
We usually run throughout the year about 40,000.
40,000?
Doing 220,000 printings.
And the purchase order for Delmarva Power, what needs to be done?
The original service to the Rains building was served by Delmarva Power. Well, that service is still there. It's the primary service from the pole, and their transformer is still at the building. And for us to put in the new service to serve the wind turbine and also the Rains building if you ever decide to do that. I have to have them disconnect the old service and remove their transformer.
So we're paying them to take their stuff then?
Yes.
And we have to pay up front?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, that is correct.
Not very trusting, are
you? No, I was kind of surprised by that because I didn't think there would actually be a charge for it, but they sent us a bill.
Move to approve the purchase order.
Can I ask a question? The two cars, they were budgeted for?
One car was budgeted for.
And the other one?
Wasn't budgeted for.
Are we replacing one that...
Again, one was a part of the flood that actually happened. We didn't replace that one. And the second one, the transmission went up 2.5 to 3 weeks ago.
So net, we're coming up with one more car?
No, net, we're coming back to two cars
this
year.
We're coming back to the same number?
We went to zero, and we were...
Okay, and we got insurance for the one with the flood?
Yes. But again, what we did is we recalculated inside of our own budget to go ahead and pull that amount out of this.
And that's basically pretty much what you budgeted, right?
Pretty much. It might be like 800 now, 850 since I miscalculated with the other transportation.
And I guess the other one was Lynn, thank you for putting the general ledger numbers. That makes it a lot easier. The next time you run the budget stuff, will you have what you're setting up for stormwater management?
Correct.
Okay. And I guess the other one was the 1, 2, 3, fifth one down, or fourth one down. Oh, no, third one down. I'll get it straight. The 4, 2, 4 one.
Yes, what
it's
that?
Done, you're taking it out of capital and not equipment maintenance?
Oh, the generator.
It should probably be under contracted services.
Okay, because there's a big category there for equipment maintenance. Okay. That has a lot of money in it.
Normally, I could probably take it out of either one, but normally if you hire somebody from outside to come in and do
contracted
something.
Contracted services. Contracted I just services. Didn't know why it was capital.
I probably made that mistake. I'm sorry.
You can just switch it over then to contracted services?
Shuffle it around.
Move to approve purchase orders. As modified.
We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve all 7 purchase orders as modified. During the discussion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, the purchase orders are approved unanimously.
One last item, Mayor. We did send in our first stormwater grant within the last week. This was through VEMA, who we've been actually working with since the flooding that we had back in the summer. And so this is a program that they've, and I think you and Lisa were at the meeting on Monday. It's my understanding that the gentleman, Mr. James, talked about that there's $4 million available that almost nobody applies for. He was the one who actually pointed that out. This is a unique program based on past losses. So because we had the information on William Street with the one engine number one at the power plant and the losses at Townsend Berlin and Jamestown, EA actually prepared the information and sent it in. And Mr. James, the one who's evaluating these, suggested a generator at a well house would also qualify. That's a $20,000 generator, so what we're doing is asking for a grant for that. So the total grant request is for $200,000. And that was about what he said he had left over on one certain area. So we feel
that's amazing.
We're still hopeful that one will be successful.
Very good. That's great. That's great news. I mean, that's definitely found money.
It just happened. He contacted me. Like I said, in the summer, we invited him to Berlin. We took him around to the area. Talk to them about future projects, and then it's again just building these relationships. They're the ones who come to us and say, well, you know, we do have this program. We would suggest that you put together an application.
Wow, that's great. That, yeah, that familiarity makes it a lot easier, too, when they're reviewing the application.
When do you think we'll know?
We just submitted it, so I'm not sure. This is the first time we've utilized this program. If it was one through USDA or somebody, CDBG, that we've done in the past, I could give you a better idea and even be a little bit more hopeful of success based on our past record. But he seemed to think that it was a good likelihood of being successful.
Excellent.
That's good to know.
Thank you. That's very nice news. Thank you. Any comments? I just wanted to thank all the folks who, town employees who volunteered to man the Berlin's booth at the Home and Condo Show in Ocean City this past Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Folks, there were 10 different individuals who volunteered. I'll just go down the list. I don't think it's in any particular order. Tony Carson, Chuck Ward, Mike Gibbons, Jamie Latchin, Keith Marinari, Mike Williams, Bob Clark, Dave Wheaton, Natalie Salee, and Joanne. And thank you all very much. I heard some very nice comments today from Joanne, and apparently the events, I assume it was this particular...
Both of them.
That's one that everybody wanted, Mayor. Yep. Like, when they come in, that's the first thing they go to the table for and get an event sheet.
And they said that just, I think they literally gave out every one they had. So that's great, and that's good because if people are thinking of Berlin and thinking events, then all this marketing is, I think, is doing what it's supposed to do. Again, thank you all for volunteering your time, and especially on the weekend. Appreciate the what I call the good public relations you do while you're working there. Does anybody on the council have any?
I just got one thing. When is it? March 21st, Worcester Youth and Family Services is conducting a safety training for kids, and all families and any children are invited. And it's a very important program that I think it's Officer Trotter does. Is that right, Chief? And I just think it's a very good thing for children, you know, to learn about safety, you know, in their community, around themselves, you know, people and all. And it's a very good resource, and it's at no charge to the community, and all children and their families are invited. And like I said, it's March 21st in the Ray Room from 5:30 until 7.
Great. Thank you.
I don't have anything to do. Refresh my memory. I'm getting older.
When you figure out how to do it the other way around, let us know.
The shred for the, we talked about that in the last meeting. What was that date?
I sent it in June.
Fifth, I believe.
We got an email.
I believe it's the 5th.
Yeah. Okay. They are having a couple other events in West Ocean City and some of their other locations, but they did this special for Berlin. That was a request we had.
And did you say the last thing they were going to notify folks who the utility bills? Or?
Yes. In the May billing, Lynn's going to put the notice in. We've given it to Mary. She's going to put it on all the appropriate sites that we did, and send a copy to the council on when that is. But
okay. It's a few months down the road.
Yes, first week of June.
Okay.
Thank you.
Whoever sorted the packet from the Staples, thank you.
That's
awesome.
That's
great.
All right. Does anyone anybody who's joining us here tonight have anything they wish to bring to the council, or comments or questions? Just come up and you know we all know who you are.
Well, maybe not.
I'm not used to seeing you.
Ellen Lang, 107 Tingle Road. And the reason I'm here tonight is because of Mr. Lawrence. I would like to personally thank him and the electric company for the work that they did Wednesday night in front of my house. I understand that's their job, and that's what they get paid to do. And I know Delmarva's crews were out and Choptank's crews were out, but Berlin's crew did a fantastic job. I mean, we didn't get our power back on until about 4 a.m., and it was getting cold because our power went off about 5:15. But I stood in my window, and I watched them with two bucket trucks, with spotlights. It was snowing. It was blowing. It was freezing cold. The wind chill was 19 outside. I saw them get so cold that they come down out of their bucket trucks and get in their pickup trucks to get their hands warm. So I understand that that's their job, but it was certainly appreciated. And he made me break my New Year's resolution to come in front of you tonight. My resolution was to keep a low profile all year, to tell you how much we appreciated the electric crew. I was concerned for their welfare because the wind was blowing so hard and they were up in those two bucket trucks. But at 10 o'clock, I heard the chainsaws, and I thought, I can't believe that the town's here at 10 o'clock at night to start cutting this tree and put our electric on. And on behalf of all of us, we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for taking the time off.
Okay.
We appreciate it.
It's good seeing you.
Yeah. Now that you've broken the resolution, you have no reason not to come back. Thank you. Anyone else wish to address the mayor council? Anyone from the press have any questions or comments? We have a motion to adjourn. We stand adjourned. Thank you very much for your attendance and your birthday.